gonna learn today.
Friday fun facts coming your way right here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. You guys know powdered wigs, like back in the day, like the old
powdered wigs.
Yeah, the old dudes back in the day used to wear like those powdered white wigs.
Yeah, like George Washington.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, don't look at me. Have you guys been off all summer here? Come on with it. Yeah, well, they became popular in the late 1500s, so even farther back. Many men were losing their hair due to syphilis.
What, like the STD?
The STD, yeah.
Dang.
They didn't have, you know, condoms.
Now we're getting around.
Yeah, no kidding. I didn't even know
that was a symptom of it.
Don't look at me because I'm bald, okay? I don't know. There's no relation to any of that, all right?
I don't know. And Porkchop's been losing his hair a little bit recently, too.
Hey.
You need to take it easy, Porkchop. Keep it in one place. The pie chart, the bar chart, and the line graph were all invented by an engineer named William Playfair from Scotland back in the 1700s. That's pretty impressive to have that on your resume, that you did all three of those things.
Yeah, I know. Not only just one, but all three. He's a triple threat.
Now, do you think he actually did the pie chart because he's like, all right, I'm going to cut up the pie in this percentage?
Yeah.
And that's how it actually got its name. I hope that's how it happened. Apple, they started putting the letter I. For example, I've got an iPhone, and you had like an iPod back in the day. Before their products, when Steve Jobs introduced the iMac in 1998, and it stood for five things. Does anybody know what the I stands for? I'll see how you do here, Pork Chop Live.
That's interesting.
There's five I's.
Illustration. Incognito.
None of those, but I love that when I'm searching for stuff online.
Ill, because it's so sick. Technology.
I really don't know.
I is not an E. No guess.
I, no, ill. Ill is spelled I.
Oh, ill. Oh, no. Still failing miserably here. You were getting an F on this fun fact.
I don't know.
All right. How about internet?
Oh, okay.
Individual.
Okay.
Instruct. Mm-hmm. Okay. Inform. Huh. Inspire.
Wow.
Oh. Getting deep on you right there.
Wow. And how's anyone supposed to know that?
I don't know. And finally, this is a genius idea. Like, we seem dumb, but we're not that far away from, like, making a big breakthrough in life. Listen to this story for your final fun fact for today. A woman in Detroit named Evelyn found a recipe for a cheesecake in the newspaper back in the 1940s. So way back in the day, but, oh, here it is. Housewives, make your man the cheesecake he'll love. Just a basic recipe. Well, she started selling the cheesecakes at a bakery in L.A., which her son turned into the first location of the Cheesecake Factory.
Ooh.
What? Really?
For realsies.
Wow. And now it's in a Drake song. This has come full circle.
Who would have known 40 years ago that she'd be in a Drake song?
I want to know whose recipe it was in the newspaper.
Exactly. How mad would you be if grandma's cheesecake recipe got in the little community newspaper and now the other person's a billionaire?
That girl got snubbed for sure.
Hope they at least get like a Cheese Factory card where they get some kind of free stuff. Hey, that's your Friday fun fact here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.